Welcome back, everyone, to the Thrived Podcast, and Happy New Year! I am your thriving host, Michelle Cohn, and I am so excited to continue to use this platform to educate, empower, and inspire each one of you. My purpose in this life is to truly impact the lives of everyone that I meet in one small way or another. I have discovered that my mess has turned into my message, my test into my testimonial to all of you. While it has been 4 whole months that I have been away from all of you, I wanted to share what has been going on before we jump into the episode. Back in August of 2019, I was going through a very difficult time. What I didn't know was the roller coaster of feelings, emotions, timetable of situations, and heartache that I was about to endure over the next few months. While I pride myself on showing up on the days that I just don't feel like it, so that I can share a positive message to someone that needs it to hear it, I was just not able to do so in the last quarter of 2019. Friends, I was just 4 months pregnant when I found out my pregnancy wasn't what I thought it was going to be. After going through genetic testing at my old age of 37, my husband and I were told that something didn't come back normal within the results. As you can imagine, my heart sank. My tears began to well up in my eyes, and the worst case scenario played over and over in my head, like a record on a record player that just can't get to the next lyric in the song. After more testing and more waiting, at 5.5 weeks pregnant, we were told the news that no first time or any parent wanted to hear. Our sweet baby girl wasn't going to make it. Mackenzie Gale was diagnosed with a fatal genetic syndrome called trisomy 18, Edwards syndrome. This genetic syndrome affects 1 in 2,500 pregnancies in the United States yearly. Without going into much detail, as the journey has been quite difficult, Mackenzie went to be with the Lord on September 13th, 2019. She was 18 weeks and 6 days old. Friends, we will go through times of difficulties, times of dark days, times of pain and hurt, and times where we will question ourselves and that higher power that we all individually believe in. It's 100% normal. We are humans, but do you know what is remarkable about our species? Humans are the most influential animals that ever walked this earth for one simple reason, not because we're the strongest, the fastest, or because we have the sharpest claws. We have reached the pinnacle of civilization because of one simple thing that differentiates ourselves from every other animal. We can adapt. We can change our circumstances. We are literally the only adaptation machine. Once you understand what it is to be human, which is to be capable of adapting. So wherever you are at today, it's just a starting point. You and I are just at the starting point when we are going through those difficult times, those times of dark days, those times of pain and hurt. We can adapt. If I knew 4 months ago what I know now about myself, about my relationship with my husband, about the close support of my family and friends, and about my faith, I would have known immediately that my pain was going to turn into my gain. But we never know that when we are down on the ground. We never think, oh, it's no big deal that I lost a child because it's happening for a reason. My best days are ahead of me. God gives his biggest battles to his strongest soldiers. Of course not. I wanted to stay in my bed with my puppy and cry until I had to change my soaking wet pillowcase. But something deep in my gut made me get up, wipe my tears, and truly believe that there was a lesson in all of this. Even while I speak to you today, I am not 100% clear on this lesson, and I may never be certain of it. But I know that I had 2 choices. I can blame everything, including myself, for this terrible loss in my life. Or I can make a list in my head of the positives and make that conscious effort every day to put one step forward. It's been less than 4 months since my daughter left us. Do I cry on some days? Of course. Do I have negative thoughts on what had happened? Absolutely. Do I want to stay in my room and not continue on with the rest of the day? You bet. But the only way in which I am going to be able to move on, truly discover the lesson, because after all, I want to learn it, and be able to be my best self is to change my mindset, is to adapt. I'm not thriving from this chapter in my life. Not yet, but I will. I will thrive in a different way than I have ever thrived because the pain is different. The loss of something that was mine is different. and the lesson is going to be my biggest and quite possibly the most important in my life. Don't you think it's worth it to work towards that? I sure do. So friends, whatever you are going through, big, small, and in between, you are human. You are born to adapt. You are born to change your circumstance. You might not be thriving today, but you will thrive in another day. Give yourself the grace to go through it. Thriving in something is a celebration of every single thing you go through to get to that moment. It's about the change in mindset, the willingness to change, the work you are putting in every single day, especially on those days that you don't want to, and the many lessons that you will learn along your journey. Honor the small wins throughout your journey too. It's not always about the end result. After all, you can't run a full marathon without being able to run half of it first, right? So friends, until next time, keep thriving.